But it's just good to be here, and I thank the Lord. It's just been good to be in the house of God this morning, and I really could. I could leave and say it's been already been good to be here. And the praying and the reading and the singing and everything, and sort of go right along with what the Lord got on my heart, and I'm going to be as brief as possible. I really am. Amen. And I know the service has already been good, and I just want to add to it. But when it really went along, what the Lord has just had on my heart all week long, I this sort of thing that just stuck with me, and I thought, Lord, I don't know if I need to preach this, but I like the song Melissa sang there, "Praise God, my sins are gone." Amen. Amen. That's sort of what I guess the way I'm going to preach this morning. Amen. And I may use that for a subject. I was going to use the value of a Savior, but praise God, my sins are gone. Amen. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Luke in the 7th chapter. Amen. And I want to use that. I tell you, the Lord orchestrates services better. I see it, folks. I'm telling you, I see it. Amen. A lot of times, and the Lord showed me, the Lord orchestrates these services more than what we really realize sometimes. And we think that, you know, we just meet here and gather and boy, maybe it's doing some good. Hopefully it's maybe built a little insurance policy toward heaven. But that's not really what it's about. God orchestrates a service. Amen. And God orchestrates things. And sometimes there's a quiet time, and sometimes there's a time to sow, the Bible says, and then there's a time to reap.
Yep.
Amen. There's something about sowing seed. We've always got to sow seed. Amen. You'll reap the same thing you sow. Amen. You'll always reap more than you sow. Mm-hmm. And you'll reap later than when you sow. Amen. So yeah. We've got to sow seed sometime. Amen. And you don't always reap when you're sowing seed. There's a time for all things. And then if you sow the seed, if you do the work that the Lord put on your heart, amen, one day, Brother Eric, we'll be able to reap the harvest. Amen. The Bible said, "Blessed are they that go forth weeping, bearing precious seed, for they shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing their sheaves with them." Amen. But I want to think upon the subject. Amen. Praise God, my sins are gone this morning. Amen. I want to look this morning. Amen. At Luke chapter 7, and I want to start. Amen. At verse 36 this morning, and we are in. And I appreciate Tyson the things that he read. Amen. About Easter and what the Lord, the price that was paid. And, you know, and looking at that little old book, I'm going to tell you, God, we can see God in about everything. If you look, the Lord is in a blade of grass. Yeah. The Lord is in our body, amen, of how the blood cells work and how they fight off infections and how God orchestrated them. You know, and I know Kelly knows a lot better than what I do, but you got them cells that run when something gets in there that shouldn't be there. Your body says it attacks that. Amen. And you're ready to take these viruses. Marston got a shot. I don't know who all might have got a shot, but I sure got the virus. Amen. But your body runs to protect. Amen. Against that, to build antibodies. You see God in all that this morning. God is everywhere this morning. Amen. Amen. God is everywhere. But I want to look this morning. Amen. And see what God's word says. In verse 36, chapter 7, it said that there was one Pharisee that desired that he would come and eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And said, "Behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner." Amen. I mean, it's very obvious. Everyone in this town knew that this woman was a sinner. They knew, amen, she just had never been no camp, amen, and all of her life said, "Behold, there was a woman of the city which was a sinner, which knew that Jesus had, which knew that Jesus had set at meat in the Pharisee's house and brought an alabaster box of ointment." Amen. You can read about the alabaster box of ointment. It's very costly. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's very costly. And said, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with her tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. And when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. Amen. Now, he said that this man was a prophet. This man was really a man of God. Amen. Who would know, amen, what kind of lady this is that's at his feet. Amen. That's touching him. That's making over him and doing these things. And amen. He would know, but the Lord did know. Amen. Simon was just thinking in part. Amen. And said, Jesus answered and said unto him, Simon, amen, said, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. He said, and I like this, said that there was a certain creditor which had two debtors, and the one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which one of them,
yeah,
amen, would love him most? And Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom the most he forgave the most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. Amen. And he turned to the woman and he said, Simon, seest thou this woman? Amen. This is the reason I said it's going to be the value of a Savior. Amen. But it is, thank God, my sins are gone this morning. Amen. He said, he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? Said, I entered into your house, thine house, and said, thou gavest me no water for my feet. See, it was a custom then, Brother Eric. Amen. Yeah. To wash for feet. Amen. If you valued and you wanted somebody to come in your house and, you know, and you really had respect unto them, amen, and they meant a lot to you and you was glad to see them, amen, you would have a pan of water and you would wash their feet for them.
Yeah.
Amen. It was a custom to do these things. He said, Simon said, when I come, amen, thou gavest me no water for my feet. But she hath washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair.
Amen.
She didn't have no water to offer there. She probably didn't even have a house. Amen. She didn't have no water to offer the Lord for his feet. All she had was her tears. Amen. She began to wash his feet. Amen. With her tears, the Bible said. And the Bible said, you know, she didn't have no towel. She began to wipe them with her hair, and with the hairs of her head. He said, thou gavest me no kiss. But this woman, since the time that I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. Amen. It was a custom. Amen. To kiss one another on the cheek. Amen. When they come into the house. He said, but she, amen, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. He said, My head with oil thou didst not anoint. But this woman hath anointed my feet with an ointment. He said, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. Amen. Thank God my sins are gone. Amen. How many say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. I want you to think about that. Thank God my sins are gone. Praise the Lord. You know, we owed a debt, Brother Morris, that we couldn't pay. Amen. Someone said, I didn't owe that much of a debt. Well, you might have not owed a lot. You might owe 50 pence.
Yeah.
Amen. But you owed a debt. We all owed a debt. Amen. Some of them, Brother Bill, amen, might have owed 500 pence. I feel like I owe 5,000.
Yeah.
Amen. When I come to the Lord.
Right.
Amen. But I knew that I had a debt that I could not pay. Amen.
Yeah.
I knew that it was growing every day. Every day that I lived, amen, my debt was growing. Amen. And buddy, I tell you this morning, amen, there was no way that I could do anything about that debt. Amen. But you know, there come a Savior one day. Amen. And you know, no doubt, this woman here, when she had, the Bible says that, you know, that she come to the Lord, and she come, and she knew that He has come where Simon's house was, and she entered into that house. I don't know even how she got into that house, but that house, and amen, and she stood far off, and she stood, and boy, when she seen the change, she went, and amen, and she began to just weep and cry, and amen, and being thankful for what the Lord had done for her. No doubt somewhere, amen, she had heard the words of the Lord, and amen, it might have been the Sermon on the Mount, I don't know, but somewhere she had heard the words of the Lord. Yeah. Amen, thy sins are forgiven thee. Amen, this morning. You know what, this morning? Amen, and when she heard that, she knew after seeing all that the Lord could do, and amen, how he gave sight to the blind, and how that, amen, he called the lame to walk, and amen, and deaf to hear, and how he raised the dead, and all these things that he had done. Amen, when she heard them words, amen, you know, your sins, they can be forgiven you this morning. No doubt it brought joy to her heart. And she knew this morning, boy, I've got something now, amen, that can clean me up this morning. Boy, I'm glad, amen, I had something one time, amen, that cleaned me up. I remember the night that I got saved, and I felt like a newborn babe. I felt just as clean as I could be. Amen, that I had a brand new change. Because I knew this morning, amen, God has cleaned me up this morning. Thank God my sins are gone this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad your sins are gone this morning? Amen. I'm glad my sins, amen, are gone. She was glad, amen, her sins were gone this morning. She began to, amen, rejoice, Lord. She knew what it meant. Amen, Brother Donald, to be held under, amen, the bondage of sin. You know, that's one thing, amen, just one Brother Eric, to be held down. And, amen, in this word, boy, people says, you know, amen, I just can't seem to get ahead. Amen, I'm a working my fingers to the bone. And, amen, and I'm working overtime, and I'm doing all these things, and I just can't seem to get ahead. Boy, I've been there a bunch of times, and, amen, just trying to get ahead. But you know what? Amen, there's one time that, amen, that buddy, my I owed a debt this morning, and there was no way I could get ahead. There's no way this morning, amen, was ever going to get that debt forgiven this morning. But the Lord come and said, amen, I forgive this morning. Amen.
Amen.
I forgive. Amen. You know, there's no greater words. Amen, that we'll ever hear, that we've ever heard. There's no greater word that I've ever heard. Amen, than to hear the Lord say, amen, I forgive this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Thy sins are gone this morning. Amen. I mean, my sins is cast. Amen. You know, she knew, amen, from God's word this morning. Amen. She knew that she was a sinner. Amen. God's word taught her. Amen, that she was a sinner. God's law. Amen. Brother Donald's good on teaching about these things. Amen. God's laws. Amen. Showed. Amen. In the word of the Lord. Amen. She was a sinner this morning.
Amen.
God's word showed me that I was a sinner this morning.
Right.
Amen. God's word showed you. Amen. And me alike. Amen, that we were a sinner. We owed a debt we couldn't pay. Amen, and it was a groan this morning. But the Lord said, I come, amen, that I might save that which is lost this morning.
Right.
Amen. Amen. He said, and I cast, amen, she knew what it meant. Amen. I come that I might cast, amen, the sins as far as the east is from the west.
Right.
Amen. He didn't say from the north to the south. Because you go ahead north, you'll reach north. And then you'll start going south again.
That's right.
Amen. But if you go from the east to the west, amen, you just keep going. You keep going west. You just keep on going. There's never no end to it. I'm glad this morning the Lord takes our sins and casts them as far and remembers no more. Amen. Have you say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God my sins are gone this morning. Amen. I'll tell you this morning, folks. Amen. Jesus forgives sins this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Where would we be if the Lord Amen. Didn't forgive sins. Amen. The Bible says, amen, we're debtors under the law this morning.
Right.
Amen. He said, I come, amen, not to condemn the world, but that the world through me might be saved. And I thought about that, what Tyson's up reading. And boy, I just don't know how that was just stirring my heart. And then these songs that was sang this morning. Amen. And about Easter, how Easter's coming out. I love, you know, I said, you know what? Easter ain't about 2 or 3 weeks away. Mm-hmm. But boy, time is a marching on.
Right.
Time is a marching on. Amen. I thought, you know, boy, this is the most exciting time for a child of God and a Christian's life. Amen. Is a time of Easter.
Right.
Amen. Because it's a time that our Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, and I love Christmas. We all love Christmas. There's a Christmas spirit. We know it. Amen. And we feel it. We experience it. Boy, it's a good thing. Amen. But Easter, I'll tell you, there's just something different about Easter. Amen. To know that the Lord, amen, paid the price.
Right.
Amen. He paid the price. See, God, I realize, and I'll be done. I'm going to be as brief as I can. Amen. But I realize that, amen, I read one time, I read there in the first chapter of Isaiah. Amen. And God showed me in the early ages of my ministry, I was, you know, and I read that chapter, and I realized, you know, how that the Lord, amen, he said, behold, amen, though your sins be as scarlet, they should be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool this morning. And I thought, my Lord, amen, God is a holy God, and God can't look on sin.
Mm-hmm.
God is a holy God. God can't look on sin. There had to be a debtor this morning. There had to be, amen, a tester, amen,
right,
for a testament this morning. There had to be one, amen, Tyson, to pay the price.
That's right.
Amen. Jesus is the one who paid the price. Mm-hmm. Amen. We were born into sin. David said,
yeah,
amen, in sin did my mother conceive me. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I was brought forth in iniquity. We was born into this. Amen. We was born into sin. Amen. A man is a three-part being. Amen. He's got the body. He's got, amen, a body, a soul, and a spirit. Amen. That spirit, amen, like Jesus told Nicodemus, amen, that spirit, amen, must be born again. Amen. Because it was cut off, amen, from God this morning. Amen. Because of sin. Amen. Thank God my sins are gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God my sins are gone. I want to look this morning just for a minute. Amen. In Psalms chapter 32. Amen. And then I'm going to come back. Amen. To Luke chapter 7 just in a minute. Amen. And close. I ain't going to hold you long. But I'll tell you, I've been excited about this service. It's just good to be here this morning. Amen. In Psalms 32. Amen. I'm going to read the first 5 verses this morning. Amen. And this is a Psalm of David. This is what David said. David had all kinds of experiences. Amen. He was a man. The Bible says it was after God's own heart. Amen. He failed the Lord. Amen. But he loved the Lord. Amen. He said, blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven.
Yeah.
And whose sins are covered. Amen. I'm still a mortal man. You're still a mortal person. We're still in this old body. Amen.
Right.
Subject to wrong, subject to mishaps and all sorts of things. Amen. But I thank God I've been covered this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad it covers me. The blood of Christ covers me this morning. Amen. The blood of Christ covers you this morning. Boy, without the shedding of blood, the Bible said there was no remission for sin. Amen. Without the shedding of blood. And I know I'm preaching to you things that you know, but boy, it's good to know it ain't. Amen. You know, I was thinking, you know, the Bible says to stir up our pure mind by way of remembrance. Amen. We got to stir things up sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, you take a pot of, and I like, of course, I have to rely a lot of times on that old Campbell's soup. Amen. I'll open you a can of that stuff. It's easy and it's pretty good. But I realize I have to stir that stuff quite often. Amen. If it don't, amen, Marcy gets stuck to the bottom this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. It begins to scorch a little bit. You got to stir it up a little bit. Amen. We need to get stirred up just a little bit by ways of remembrance. But he said this morning, amen, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord, amen, imputeth not iniquity. Amen. That means to lay to the charge.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That debt that we owe. Amen. Like this woman that come to him, that debt that she owed. Amen. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute. Amen. Impute iniquity. Amen. Or put it to the charge.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'm glad it's not put to my charge.
Amen.
You. Amen. It's because of Jesus this morning.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through the roaring all the day long. He said, for day and night, thy hand was heavy upon me, and the moisture of my, my moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Salah. He said, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquities have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Amen. I tell you, that's who you confess them to. You don't have to confess them to a priest. You don't have to confess them to a preacher. Amen. But you do need to confess them before the Lord. He said, and thou forgavest the iniquity, amen, of my sin. Praise God. My sins are gone. Amen. Amen. Let's all say that this morning. Praise God.
My sins are gone.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I want to look back. Amen. Bible says that, amen, in Luke 7 there, and, amen, in 46, and said that he said unto them, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him begin to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, amen, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Thy faith.
Amen.
Amen. She washed his feet with her tears. I mean, her heart was poured out.
Yeah.
Amen. She dried it with her hair, and she anointed his feet with the oil, and amen, and the perfume. I mean, she was grateful. Amen. She was thankful. I mean, she knew what she had, and she knew what she was, but she realized she was forgiven. Amen. And she wasn't saved because of what she had done. Amen. With a washing of his feet. Amen. With a drying with her hair. She wasn't saved because of that. He said, thy faith. Amen, has saved thee. Go in peace this morning. Well, I'm glad we can go in peace, ain't you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad my sins are gone, ain't you?
Amen.
Praise God this morning. Amen. Love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I've cleared my heart. I've given you just what the Lord put on my heart this morning. Boy, it's good. Amen. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you this morning for your goodness. We thank you for thy salvation, Lord, and paying the price. God, that we might have life and have it more abundantly this morning, Lord. We thank you today, and we just ask you that, God, that you'd ever keep us humble, keep us close by your side, Lord, and help us to, God, to share the good news, to share the gospel, Lord, that you forgive sins, Lord, and God, that you save, Lord, from the uttermost to the guttermost this morning, Lord. There's, your hand's not shortened that it can't save, and your ear's not heavy, Lord, that it cannot hear this morning. Help us to share the gospel this morning, Lord, to those about us. God, that they may see your good works this morning. Glorify the Father, we pray. Lord, our heart's desire. We'll thank you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen.